playoff situation. I mean, he had one of the sweetest swim in baseball right now. And one thing that the opposition need to keep in mind, when you try to challenge him with left-handed pitcher, you're just making yourself worse. Because this guy seems like he look more comfortable against left-handed pitchers than right-handed pitcher. I mean, he don't care. He don't care. And absolutely, Jen. I mean, that's life in general, you know.
Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Welcome to the AC All Access Show from Frickers and Adrian. Shout out to John Kane, who is absent from our studio this afternoon. We normally start the show at 2 till 3. John is on assignment, so Peter Stewart back in our cave studio. My name is Ian Wendt. Thanks for hanging out this afternoon. Pretty cool show lined up for you all out there listening. We're going to talk some men's soccer, women's soccer, men's tennis, and women's golf. No coaches today. When the coaches are away, the student athletes have to go on the radio and answer some questions. So we're looking forward to that. We are here at Frickers. They're hiring. If you'd like some work, apply within right here on Main Street, right in the middle of town in Adrian. All right, we're going to get things going here. We're going to talk some men's soccer. We have a junior defenseman, Brady Musser. Hey, Brady, thanks for sticking around.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
And, looking at your biography on the Adrian College website, adrianbulldogs.com, a native of Grand Rapids, went to Northview. What brought you down here to Adrian?
The campus mainly, and the amazing communications department. And obviously soccer was a huge part of it too. But I came on my visit here and fell in love with the school, and it's been a great time ever since. So.
So comm department.
Yep. I'm
drop off your application when we're done here, okay? If it's something you're interested in doing, but that's the school side of it. You obviously like the program enough to stick with it for this being your third year.
Yeah, actually, unfortunately, I'm not in the broadcasting and media studies.
There's still time,
like you guys are. I chose to focus on public relations, so it's been great. I love it. Program.
Awesome. Looking at the career numbers, 47 matches played. Does that include last night, Prang? It does. That's a lot of experience under your belt. Got to play a lot in your first couple years on campus. So, you know, come here and play right away. It had to be kind of cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. Obviously, coming in at a time when the program is going through a bit of a transition, we didn't have a lot of experience when I came in, and so I just kind of got thrown into the deep end, as they would say, and it's been a great experience. Obviously, we'd love to see a few more wins in the win column, but it's coming with time.
Yeah, the wins will come as long as you're laying the foundation and doing everything right in practice and all that. I'm sure Coach Miles will turn things around. First year coach for you, Charlie. Impressions of him in his first year with the program and with you?
Charlie's a great guy. I'm really grateful for him and everything he's done for the program. He's come in and he's made it clear that he wants players that are committed to helping build the program up. And if you're not going to be a part of that, then you have no place. So he's made it very clear. And
sure.
I think all the guys really look up to him and respect him. So. It's been good.
Talking with Brady Musser with the men's soccer team at Adrian College. Record, not the one you want. We kind of alluded to that earlier, but a tough MIAA on the men's soccer side. Being a defenseman sounds like you're getting more action than you probably want. But playing that defense spot, is it kind of the – I've talked strategy with – different players from different teams. Is there a different kind of defenseman you can be? Is there like a middle of the field, outside? Kind of where do you play?
So, I'm a center back. And obviously there's left back and right back. And I'm in the middle, the heart of the defense. And so I don't really get a whole lot of chances to go forward and score goals. But locking it down at the back, that's the main role.
Well, that would explain your stats then. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I would say this season's a bit of an anomaly. I wasn't really expecting all that, but happy with it how it turned out though.
Oh, absolutely. Looking at your schedule, Calvin up on deck. You just had Albion last night. What expectations going over to the west side of the state?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough game. You know, Calvin is strong every year. They compete for the national championship every single season. So it'll be a big test for us, and hoping the guys are up for it.
Speaking of the guys, if you could talk about maybe highlight the captains on your squad this year.
Yeah, our leadership group is we don't have any returning captains. Unfortunately, Dante Perry was our returning captain from last year, and he tore his ACL over the summer. So it's been a huge loss without him, but our captain, Chris Chiz, Luke Gritza, and Aiden Leline have all stepped up, and they've been great. Great people for all of the younger players to look up to in the team, so definitely a huge help.
How many more, you might not know off the top of your head, but are we toward the end of the season here? Are we wrapping things up?
Yeah, I think we got 5 games left, 4 or 5 maybe. So we're definitely down that home stretch. So,
all right. Any big dates coming up? Maybe a home game, senior day, those types of things.
Yet to
come.
Yeah,
on the calendar.
Yeah,
Frank's gonna look it up right now.
Calvin at the weekend, and then I think Kalamazoo next Tuesday at home. So that'll be a big test
all right,
for us.
Next
as
match,
well.
Home, Tuesday. Kalamazoo.
Yep.
Docking Stadium, 7 o'clock?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's all I need to know, where you're going to be and when you're going to be there. Brady, thanks for your time. Thanks for your patience, number one. I kept you overtime a couple minutes, but that's due to circumstances that are beyond my control. But, Brady, thanks for talking, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for having me.
Again, that's Brady Musser, a junior defenseman with the men's soccer team at Adrian College. 2 o'clock or 7 o'clock Tuesday of next week, you can watch the Bulldogs take on those pesky Hornets of Kalamazoo. We're going to hit a break on the other side. We'll go the other side of the soccer field. We're going to talk some women's soccer with Caitlin Dake, a grad student, a midfielder for your Bulldogs. We'll have a conversation with her next. You're listening to the ACL Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian here on 96.5 The Cave. 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Tuesday, women's volleyball plays Kuiper College. Men's soccer faces Albion College Wednesday. And men's Division II ice hockey takes on Concordia University Thursday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Tuesday, women's volleyball plays Kuiper College. Men's soccer faces Albion College Wednesday. And men's Division II ice hockey takes on Concordia University Thursday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian, where we talk about Adrian College athletics, the programs, and their student athletes. My name is Ian Wendt. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday afternoon. I believe John Kane back in our cave studio. Thanks for joining us, John. We're going to talk some women's soccer now. I do have Caitlin Dake, a grad student midfielder with the Lady Bulldog soccer team. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, a season thus far, I'd say has gone pretty well for the most part for your squad. What are your impressions? How are you feeling about the year?
I honestly think this year for our team, we have shocked a lot of people. We were told we were going to finish fourth, and as of right now, with finishing these last three games with wins, we are going to finish third, which puts us in a pretty good predicament for the tournament.
So you have the third place all locked up, essentially?
We have to win these last three games, and then third place could be ours.
Wow. So that's obviously exceeding expectations. And I talked with, what you call your coach, but Coach Nathan, first year, I've had good conversations with him. Your team has already set records for shots in a game, goals in a game this year. So you have that confidence early. And then you're in the league schedule where it's like, well, we don't know. We'll see. But it sounds like you girls are clicking to some extent. You kind of found out who you are and how you like to play.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
So, someone has to agree with me. So if you could Caitlin, talk about what brought you to Adrian College. It says here on your bio that you went to Saginaw Valley State. Pretty big program. Then you come down here to Adrian, a little bit smaller campus, atmosphere, all that type of stuff. What brought you here?
I obviously transferred from Saginaw Valley, which is a lot bigger of a program. I was in COVID, so it was a very tough time during that. So a lot of things were changing, and I was just realizing for myself that I was losing love for the sport. Kind of had a conversation with my parents of, like, the bigger school wasn't for me. I had my best friend Zoe that was playing here, so I kind of reached out to her to see what she liked. Had my visit, and Ali really sold the program and sold the exercise science program to me. And being able to see, like, how much the professors are, like, easy to connect with and easy to help you out on the campus is super big for me. So being able to have a small classroom was something that was huge for me, and Adrian gives you everything that you can from sports to in-class help. So
yeah, and you can do it all, right? Should say Adrian College, you can do it all. You can play sports, you can get your degree, and you can do some things outside, right?
Yes.
If you want to get involved in the community, you can. Playing soccer over at Saginaw Valley was probably soccer, right?
It can
be a little much.
Yep, the schedule, you really had to create your schedule around soccer, which is kind of hard for school when you're trying to get a degree at the same time.
Right. Looking at your stats, I see 49 matches played, 8 goals. We can work on upping that a little bit. You have some time.
Just a little bit.
Plenty of shots on goal. It says you're a midfielder. I'm learning soccer in all the positions. Are you truly in the middle, or do you play more up top, or do you hang back?
Well, I guess we're both in the question of where do you play, because it really depends on the game for me. So last year I played outside defense. Last two games I've played midfield, but I'm on the wing as well. So it really depends on the game of where I am playing.
So you float around a little bit.
Yes, I'm all over.
So looking at the team record, 7-4-2, above 500 in the league, the MIAA. You have a game, you have a sort of a bye week, right? You played yesterday and you don't play again until Wednesday.
Yep, we're hitting the ground running, getting ready for our Albion game next Wednesday. We're actually having a pink out game, so we're super excited about that to support Breast Cancer Awareness Month and kind of just win these last three games and get ready for the tournament.
Right, Albion home next Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Docking Stadium. Then you're at Kalamazoo. Then you bring it back home for Alma College. I don't know how your eligibility works. It says you're a grad student, but you mentioned COVID, so people are staying in school for like 8-9 years.
Right.
Is this it, or is there a possibility for more?
As much as I would love for there to be a possibility for more, I have no more classes to take. So I will be graduating in May, and I will be done from here.
Well, so three more regular season opportunities, and hopefully a postseason. Do you know how the postseason schedule pans out? Do they just take four, or do you know how that goes?
So if it would be the top, I want to say, five teams in the league, and then the first and second team get byes, and then third will play from there.
Okay. What you talked about falling out of love with soccer a little bit, thinking about it. What gave you the love initially, and then you obviously love it now. So what happened from then to now? You know, is it just the change of scenery that brought you back to love the sport again?
I'd honestly say the team. The team gave me a lot of my love back when I came to Adrian, really trying to connect with me and figure out like how I am as a player was super big for them, which really meant a lot. And it was able for me to connect with them as well and become better for them, as well as learning to love the game again.
Did you find yourself in a leadership role just kind of by default when you came over?
I'm actually a captain for the last three seasons.
What a perfect question.
So.
Oh, man.
It was just kind of, I wouldn't say it was placed. I definitely had to work for it. Coming from Saginaw Valley, I was very timid to, like, make people upset in a way, I guess. But when you're out there and you're able to connect with your team, it's very easy to talk to them and help them through things, especially when you're coming as a junior. You know just a little bit more, so being able to, like, help those freshmen that you do come in with as a transfer, that's very, it's rewarding once you see it. As a fifth year now, it's rewarding seeing those freshmen that you came in with as juniors succeeding and scoring goals. We have Riley McRobbie, who is now starting all games in the league, so, and she's succeeding so much that I came in with, so that's nice to see.
I had a fun interview with your coach, Kronwetter, here on ACL Access, and he printed out the roster to bring it with him because he was so fresh and so new with the team. He was like, I mean, I have the list here. I'm still learning names.
Yeah.
So have you two sort of built a relationship here in the last couple months?
Yeah, I'm definitely more of the talker, trying to figure things out and help him through things as much as possible, because it is a stress. He kind of got thrown in here very fast. We got him, I want to say, in the end of August, moved in August.
Yeah.
So it was very, like, we're new, he's new to it, and we have a young team. So there's a lot of learning from both ends of it, from the players to the coach. And so just trying to help him as much as I can until I leave was something that I really wanted to take a role on this year, because there is a lot to learn about this program that is super important to a lot of people.
Sometimes captains turn into coaches. Is that something you'd be interested in the future?
As much as I do love soccer, I have a love for exercise science and what I've been learning to do with OT with special needs kids. So that is something that
great.
I really would like to pursue. And if there's coaching on the side, then it was meant to be. But at the same time, I think soccer will be something that's kind of just, I don't want to say a memory, but it's just going to be something that is always going to be part of me. But it's also
a chapter.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a chapter that's ending.
Hey, you know what you want to do.
Yep.
I give you a lot of credit for that. Well, you're excused, so to speak. Caitlin, nice talking to you. I'm very happy to see that you're having that success on the pitch. And good luck next week. And moving forward, we'll be keeping track.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Once again, Caitlin Dake with the women's soccer team at Adrian College. We'll continue the ACL Access show in just a minute. We're going to talk some tennis, men's tennis. Talk to Brandon Falk with the men's team at Adrian College. We're here at Frickers and Adrian for the ACL Access show. We'll step aside, talk some tennis on the other side on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Tuesday, women's volleyball plays Kuiper College. Men's soccer faces Albion College Wednesday. And men's Division II ice hockey takes on Concordia University Thursday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Tuesday, women's volleyball plays Kuiper College. Men's soccer faces Albion College Wednesday. And men's Division II ice hockey takes on Concordia University Thursday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. A conversation with Bulldogs, athletes, coaches, administration, myself sometimes. My name is Ian Wendt. I'm here at Frickers in Adrian. They're hiring still. Stop on by, grab an application, get some lunch and dinner while you're at it. It's always a good time here at Frickers right on Main Street. Going to talk some tennis. We have a junior at Adrian College, Brandon Falk. Brandon, thanks for taking the time and answering the email and showing up on time. We always appreciate when people show up to work on time. reading the notes here, your junior from the area, went to Detroit Catholic Central. What brought you to Adrian College?
Coming out of high school, after quarantine, I was kind of demotivated of tennis, I'm not going to lie. I didn't expect anybody to email me, really. And then previous coach, Zach Elbin, emailed me, and I just was like, you know what? Let's go check it out, because nobody else emailed me. I'm like, might as well. And I loved the campus immediately. It was great. And then I signed the day I toured, so that's all.
That's a pretty simple story.
Yep. Didn't apply anywhere else.
Well, that's great. Love to hear it. And you stuck around.
I did.
For a couple of years, year three at college. It sounds like we're getting into that stage where the student-athletes have a COVID story. You know, talking with Caitlin earlier, I think she suffered from that the pandemic back then and how it impacted her and the sport and life and things like that. Once you got to Adrian, things have seemed to pan out, especially this year. Have your record here 4-3 as the number one singles for the fall season. You split the season, part in the fall, part in the spring. You played against the other team's best and you beat them more than you didn't.
Yeah.
Had to feel pretty good from a kid who just answered an email a couple years ago.
Yeah, definitely.
You need to learn a lot about tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Could you teach somebody that may have no idea about tennis? Like, they know what love means, and that's about it. What's the strategy? What's your approach to a tennis match? You're playing singles, which are a lot different than doubles. How do you approach that?
For me, I think the main thing that you want to figure out early on in a match is what the person's weakness is. If you can continue to play to their weakness and kind of figure out what their patterns are when they play, you're actually able to kind of dissect their game and actually take over and win pretty easily. Now, some people adapt quicker than others, and those are usually the more advanced players. And that's where it becomes very strategic, and you have to change your game according to what they change theirs. But, you know, if you're the more advanced player and you know you are, you can attack their weakness over and over. And if they're not able to change, then you're going to win the match. So,
right, let's say they can't hit a – well, it's obvious this might be – they can't hit a backhand.
Yeah.
You go to their backhand.
I just keep going to their backhand, no matter what. Yeah.
And you have to know reverse of the reverse psychology. They know your weaknesses.
Yes.
Yep. If you have some. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't, compared to them, like you said, it's going to be a pretty easy afternoon or morning for you.
Yeah.
Do you study film against other tennis players? Is that something that's available at this level?
Our college, we don't have any cameras behind the courts. You could set up your GoPro if you wanted to. I don't have any film on the people I'm playing against. But for me personally, I mean, watching the pros play, watching YouTube videos of the pros playing, that helps kind of visualize how you're playing the points for me. So granted, I don't have any of the people I'm playing against their film, but watching other people, other pros play really helps a lot.
And do you do some self-scouting? Do you throw the GoPro on yourself on occasion? Or
I used
say,
to.
You know, hey, coach, can you watch me? And
yeah, I used to. I'm planning on this spring bringing the GoPro back, starting to watch my own games again, because it really is helpful.
Okay. Boy, playing that number one single spot, you're not playing against scrubs, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting the other team's best. Mm-hmm. And at some of these competitions, their best is very good. What have you learned being in that number one spot?
I really learned that the more complicated you make tennis, the worse you'll actually do. When it comes down to it, a lot of the people I play against are very equal with me. But it's whoever can stay mentally sound and really play to the person's weakness, make sure they're playing, you know, every point as focused as they can. If you just do that, keep the ball in. That's another thing. I overhit a lot. You have
okay.
to keep the ball in.
Yeah.
If you do that, I mean, it's really just a battle of who can outplay the other person. I think in the past when I played one my freshman year, I overthought a lot of my matches, and it kind of made too much going on in my mind in the fact that I was just – I was getting mad at myself rather than trying to help myself and fix what I'm doing wrong.
So less thinking, more doing, right? You know what to do.
Exactly.
It's like me when I go golfing. Don't think about what you're doing wrong. You know how to swing.
Yeah.
Just go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it can overcomplicate things, and I'm spraying golf balls all over the course.
Yep.
And again, I think you alluded to not beating yourself, right? Keep balls in play. Make your opponent make the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, playing number one singles, you know, that's probably not as often as you'd like it to be, but
yeah.
Probably get some good rallies going. As a team, looks like a pretty good fall season, things to build on for the spring.
Mm-hmm. We played played a lot of D2 schools and NAIA schools this fall, and the NAIA is a 50-50 of whether or not they're going to have very good players or they're going to have middle to average players, but I say we played a lot of good teams this fall. We did pretty good against them. We beat some teams. We had a match where we were down. We lost our top four players for that match. We were all at the ITA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think for this spring, we have a very deep team, and I think we line up pretty well with the rest of the conference.
Talking with Brandon Falk with the men's tennis team at Adrian College. So you mentioned the ITA, the Intercollegiate Tennis Association, had a central regional recently at Kalamazoo. You were one of the four Bulldogs that got to go. What is that tournament, and what was that experience like for you?
It's basically a tournament to showcase a D3 team's top players. You play individually or with your doubles teammate. It's the same bracket, so if you're lucky or somehow you could play your own team, it's just a normal bracket. You get placed, and it's really just... you get to play a variety of different players. You get to see everyone play. And I think it's a great experience because I won my first match, and then I got destroyed the next match. I played some kid from Lake Forest. He's just really good. And then I got to watch every other guy there, and it really kind of motivates you and like makes you think, like, wow, these guys are doing it. I can do that too. How can I change my game to kind of resemble theirs? Because, you know, University of Chicago, Case Western, those types of teams there are just extremely good. I mean, they have – their entire lineup is good from top to bottom. And so watching that and being there in the atmosphere, it really kind of helps your game just sitting there watching.
Yeah, and you mentioned it being there, number one, like, oh, I belong here,
yeah,
sort of thing. And then you beat somebody and you're like, oh, I really belong here.
Yep.
So building on that into the spring, the spring season.
I mean, for me, I beat the Hope. I played a Hope guy. I don't know where he'll be placed in the spring, but I think for especially Casper, our freshman, he made a good run in the consolation. He made it to the semifinals. I think that alone is great confidence for him going into the spring, because as we play in Florida, those are more matches for experience for him. And obviously the conference matches for us, you get one chance, and if you lose that match, that's all you get in terms of if you're going to make the tournament or not. Sometimes there's just the one match. And I think having all those extra matches to play down there and watching those kids play really helps us to kind of think more about how we're going to play in the spring, how we can get better for the spring, stuff like that.
So looking at the calendar, you take a nice spring break trip to Florida, the 23rd of February, down to Orlando. Then you come back and you play in some questionable weather. We'll see how it pans out.
Yep.
This is it. I mean, this is MIAA. This is every other school in the league.
Mm-hmm.
How does the regular season go? And then is there a postseason for the league, or how does that work?
Yeah, so you play each team in the conference. We play Albion, Alma, Hope, KZU,
Trine, Olivet,
Calvin, and Olivet.
Yeah.
Play them, and basically there's the conference tournament, which is the top four teams. So last year, our last match was against Trine. If we won that match, we were in the tournament. If we lost, Trine was in the tournament. Sadly, we did lose. But it's usually between us top five. It's Adrian, Trine, Calvin, Hope, and KZU. KZU and Hope are usually always the top two, and then it trickles between us three. But it's top four. Whoever wins that is put into the D3 NCAA full bracket, usually the bottom seed. But, I mean, you're there. It's
you're
fun.
There. Exactly.
That's the point.
All right. So put the fall behind you, right, and get some time off and focus on the spring.
Yep.
All right. Well, Brandon, I appreciate the conversation. Learned a lot about tennis. Learned a lot about the league. And it was nice to talk to you. I appreciate it. And
thank
good
you for
luck
having
in the
me.
Spring.
Thank you.
Again, that is Brandon Falk with the men's tennis program. He's a junior. Hey, a couple of other notes about him. So first team all MIAA last year and a college sports communicators academic all district. So decorated in the sport of men's tennis. We'll be back to talk some women's golf. We have Olivia Omer on the way, a junior from the area. We'll learn more about her and about the women's golf team at Adrian College. You're listening to the AC All Access Show here from Frickers and Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Tuesday, women's volleyball plays Kuiper College. Men's soccer faces Albion College Wednesday. And men's Division II ice hockey takes on Concordia University Thursday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Tuesday, women's volleyball plays Kuiper College. Men's soccer faces Albion College Wednesday. And men's Division II ice hockey takes on Concordia University Thursday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember Draft Beer Specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
ACL Access Show, Ian Wendt, that's me. John Kane is in the studio. I'm so glad John could join us for this joyous occasion. We're live from Frickers in Adrian, just on Main Street. If you're driving by and you see the what do they call it, the sandwich board with our station logo on it, it's because I'm here. It's also because we have an interview with, all right, give me a second here. Member of the 2022-23 MIAA Championship team. She's part of the first team appearance to the NCAA tournament last year. She's the MIAA Women's Golfer of the Year, along with the first team all MIAA. Fall 23, two-time MIAA Golfer of the Week. She is currently first as an individual in the MIAA standings. And her team is first, they're in first place in the fall season. She's also 2022-23 College Sports Communicators Academic All-District. And now I can turn her microphone on. She is a junior with the women's golf team. She went to Pinckney High School, so relatively local. Olivia Omer joins me, AC All Access. I'm out of breath, Olivia, but, boy, that's quite a career, and you're not quite done. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, first question, or one of the first questions I like to ask people is, what brought you to Adrian College?
So coming out of high school, I wasn't really sure if I wanted to play golf and continue in college. Academics are super important to me. I am a biology major. I'm hoping to do something in the medical field, so that was something I was always thinking about, so not necessarily a Division III, but as I started to go through my senior year, I realized that I needed to have that hobby with me. So I started looking around and I saw Adrian and they offered biology and got in contact with Coach Williams, who's no longer my coach. I also have Coach Greenwood now. But I just loved the program. I loved the way it was ran and I thought it would give me a really good outlook on everything and I could do both academics and school.
Adrian College, you can do it all, mm-hmm. right? Very nice, I'm getting kind of old, but new facility. You probably take a lot of your classes in Peel Hall or Jones Hall.
Yes.
Very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say recently renovated. When I was a student there, that was a big renovation project. So fulfilling all the academics and the golf, you know, kind of thrown in there too. Out of high school, maybe you answered this, or maybe you can just elaborate on it. Was golf more of a hobby or more of a, you know, like I played it, but we'll see kind of deal?
Yeah, I started when I was pretty young. I would say I was about like 6 or 7. Started to get really into it around middle school, followed my sister in her high school program, and eventually did the high school golf program myself. Really thought I was gonna go and play all throughout high school. Then my senior year in COVID, everything felt a little off. I wasn't really sure if it was a hobby or if it was something I wanted to take more seriously into college. So I did a little bit of thinking about it. I actually made a list of all the schools I was looking at and pinpoint that it had to be golf included and it needed to be more than just an intramural. I like the feeling of being on a team with everyone who's doing something similar to I'm doing, so that's why I chose Adrian.
And the facilities, too, for being a Division III smaller school, I think are right up there. You know, the indoor practice facility, the simulator in the Marilat, in the blue gym there, certainly the facilities lend to athletic success at Adrian College. Well, golf is going to be a unique interview for me because I actually play golf and I understand golf, unlike other sports, tennis, rugby, soccer. So maybe we can have a better conversation where I don't have to learn the sport along with you. You average in the MIAA just over 77 strokes per 18. You made all of our listeners jealous just by hearing me say that. What's your secret that you can tell our golfing audience out there that got you that success?
It's
fix golf, please, Olivia, fix it.
It's not really a secret. I mean, I know my coach has been working with me since my freshman year, I would say. Since sophomore year, he's really tried to get me to have some more confidence in my game, to trust my shots and to trust what I'm doing at the moment. Some of our matches last for 5 or 6 hours, so there's really no time to lose your confidence or to worry about a shot or worry about the outcome because there's 76 shots that you're going to have to do over the course of 5 hours. So confidence, I would say, is probably the biggest thing that I'm continuing to work on, and I think it's the thing that makes you play better overall.
All right, everyone's writing that down collectively. Confidence, not alcohol, confidence helps your golf game, ladies and gents out there listening. I mean, it's best in the league. I have to ask these very serious questions. What part of your game would you say improved the most from high school till now?
Definitely the distance. I was a lot smaller of a person in high school. I think that was part of the reason why I wasn't really looked at. I think the older you get, the more lifts that we do as a team, the more just I build my figure, the farther I can hit the ball. I worked all summer and was able to work at a golf course and buy myself a new set of irons that are way nicer than what I used to have. So
that's the secret.
That
that's
also
it.
Helps.
All right, guys, go buy some clubs. And
there's your excuse
secret.
To go buy them.
I mean, with the success the team had last year, I mean, just groundbreaking. Win the league, regular season, win the postseason tournament. Make it to the NCAAs. You were part of that team. What was that like? Is that something you thought that you would do in college?
Not at all. I mean, we've talked about it as a team. We think maybe, like, it just everything fell into place at the right time for us. I mean, I think the team that we had last year would have been 4 sophomores and 1 senior, Taylor Ross, who is now graduated. But we just had to all come together at the right time for every single tournament to be able to win and to go down to Florida for nationals. And it was an unbelievable experience playing for the NCAA championships. Just very difficult, once in a lifetime opportunity, but I think we have a chance of doing it again this year since we're still relatively young and familiar with golf and being able to play again. So.
What's the team makeup? I mean, obviously the sophomores from last year you included are now juniors. Do you have any seniors on the team, or well, how many underclassmen do you have?
Yeah, so we recently just got 6 new freshmen. Ainsley Hewitt, who's in our starting 5. We're rotating in a couple new girls to get them some experience in playing. But overall, I think we're still pretty deep. Once we graduate, the team will have to mix around a little bit, but I think as of right now, this year and next year, we still should be in the top of the MIAA for sure.
Are there any seniors on your squad this
year? We have 3 seniors.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, just rebuild and go back at it. I mean, now that you've been there and, like, you know you can do it, kind of like I was talking to Brandon earlier about the tennis tournament, once you've done it, you know, like, oh, yeah, we deserve to be here, like, we had a shot.
Right.
I mean, the team just missed the cut of the, you know, making it to the weekend of the NCAAs. Just knowing that you have done it and can do it has to feel a little confident going into this year, right?
I think it's definitely now that we've done it, now the goal is to see how low we can go. as a team, break some more records. We broke a ton last year, a couple more this year, and I think big things are still on their way.
Looking at the schedule, the last MIAA Jamboree of the fall, number four, that was back on Thursday of last week, postponed, didn't get to play. So what does that do for the rest of the fall and the spring? Like, are you kind of in your waiting period, or how do you stay sharp but don't drain yourself? This turns into a long season if you think about it.
Well, we're 50% of the way through, so that means we have all winter to continue working. You know, I think we can use the next 3 weeks to take a little bit of a break because it is a grind for a solid 2 months. But using the simulator room on campus, doing our morning lifts 2 times a week, everything, all those team things will help us propel until the spring. And then when we get to the spring, I think we just need to do everything we can to do our best to maybe steal a couple more strokes back. I think we're one back right now from St. Mary's, who's a very comparable team. And I think all those things combined can put us in a good spot. The schedule is a little different this year, but we've been talking about it, and we don't think it's really going to hurt us with having the fall final, which is now in the spring, and the one that is postponed. So.
Yeah, so there, when I introduced you, I said that the team was in first. You're actually in second.
By one shot.
By a stroke.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to have a conversation with my producer about some of the information I got. But, hey, you're right in the mix. So no MIAA Jamboree number four. How many more matches do you have to determine if you make it to the NCAAs? Like, for the simpleton out there, what's left for you this season?
So we'll have 3 more rounds of 18 holes in the spring. One round, which is the round that was postponed, that will be at Zollner Golf Course. That's Trine's home course. And then the spring finale, we are not exactly sure yet. They'll have to wait till the spring season gets figured out. But we'll have 2 days back-to-back then, and then after that third round of 18 holes, we'll know who's going to Nationals.
And that's just, you win the league, you're in. There's no at-large?
There are technically at-large bids, but the MIAA doesn't really get looked at in that, yeah. So this is our way to make
it. Okay.
We're going to get there.
All right. Well, and you're right there. And let's talk about your coach a little bit. You know Coach Greenwood likes to talk a little bit, right? A little bit. What's it like playing for him? Like, how is he on match days? Is he very stoic and very businesslike, or how does Coach approach it?
I think.
Or does he just avoid you?
Yeah. So Greeny is, that's what we call him, Coach Greenwood.
Okay.
Greeny.
Right.
He's pretty mellow, I would say, when we're out there. I think he's pretty business. He tells us what we need to get done, what we need to be thinking about, and what we don't need to be thinking about when we're out there. He makes it fun for everyone, so if someone's not playing great, he's there to cheer them up, and if they're playing good, then he's there to cheer with them. I think he's just an overall pretty good coach. I think he's still young. This is only his third year, and I think by meeting him, I think you would probably imagine that he's been here for longer than that, but he's still fun. He's still young in the spirits of being a coach. So that's all.
Well, yeah,
he's a great coach.
Yeah, I agree. No reason to think he's not. Were you part of his first recruiting class then?
So not technically.
Okay.
Ryan Williams recruited me in the. We were the last class, me and the three other juniors. And then within like 2 weeks before coming to campus freshman year, we found out that Ryan was leaving to go to Central and coach for their women's golf team. So we now have Greeny, and that was that.
That's his history.
Yep.
Well, you can't say he's building a program. He's built a program.
He's already done that.
Yeah,
for sure.
You ladies are very good. Don't ever invite me to go golfing with you. It'll be horrible. I won't listen to anything you say. And, like, that would be any different, right? For me.
Scramble,
that's it. Go with the scramble. Well, Olivia, thank you again. Did a great job. Best of luck in the spring. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Once again, Olivia Omer, a junior with the women's golf team at Adrian College. What's everyone looking at me for? I have an audience. Not used to that in the radio business, but I'll give a shout-out once again to Frickers in Adrian. They are hiring. They do have the personal pitchers, not baseball. Booze, $650 for personal pitcher all football season long. Try their new Parkmore chicken sandwich. Looks good. I'll have to have it one of these Thursdays with the ACL Access show. Weekday lunch specials, weekly specials. Check them out. They're Frickers here in Adrian. Well, again, thank you to everyone listening. Thanks for Dale Gartner for helping us get on the air, Peter Stewart for helping us get on the air, and thanks to John Kane for getting into the studio. We very much appreciate it. Stacy Mitchell here as well, Craig Graney, the athletic director. Thank you again to Mike Prang and everyone who was on the show today, Brady, Caitlin, Brandon, and Olivia. This has been the AC All Access Show. CBS programming coming up next here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Tuesday, women's volleyball plays Kuiper College. Men's soccer faces Albion College Wednesday. And men's Division II ice hockey takes on Concordia University Thursday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Tuesday, women's volleyball plays Kuiper College. Men's soccer faces Albion College Wednesday. And men's Division II ice hockey takes on Concordia University Thursday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at AdrianBulldogs.com.